So, tell me a little bit, so you graduated and then you went back to school?
I graduated from FSU in 92. Mm-hmm. And then it took me a while to even just get a teaching job. I started substituting because I graduated in December. And then I went and I was a substitute. I was a substitute for 6 months for Fulton County, which was interesting because I'm going back. I work in the same school system where I was a student. And so I was a substitute for 6 months. And then, you know, for one reason or another, I didn't get a job in that following fall. So I was a school assistant for a year, but I was a school assistant at my old elementary school where some of my same teachers were still there. And in fact, our media specialist that's here at Shake Rag now and our orchestra teacher were both at my school. Like the orchestra teacher was my teacher and now I'm her boss. How weird is that? I do her evaluations and the media specialist, but they were both, she was my nanny when my parents would travel with the media specialist. It was a small world, but it was weird to go back and be an adult in that building because you know how you probably have a teacher if you thought who was your favorite teacher and then who is one that you would just squash like a bug. Well, both of those teachers were in that building, and so only the one that I could squash like a bug was still working there, but I was still only an assistant at that point. But I thought it was just amazing that I would still see some of the same things that used to irk me, this thing, ways or things she would say to kids that I would still hear, but anyway.
What did you teach?
When I was an assistant, mm-hmm. I worked with third grade, and and then I became a teacher the following year, and actually the principal there helped me get an interview. I'm convinced it's sometimes it's just who you know, mm-hmm. in terms to get you in to the right, be at the right place at the right time, and a new school was opening up here in Alpharetta, and my principal used to work with the person that got that principalship to open the new school. So he got me an interview, and that's how I got my position as a teacher. And taught third grade for 4 years. And then I transferred over here, and that same principal that was at Spalding opened this school. So it came back around, and I needed somebody to do my internship with. He's like, come on over here. You can teach over here, and I'll be your work with you through your internship. I'll be your mentor. I was like, that is great. So then I transferred over here, and I did part of my internship here over the summer of 98, and started teaching fourth grade here and was grade level chair and graduated and implemented my entire action research project here and did some learning communities and things here with the teachers. And my principal, I mean, he was just outstanding. I mean, he was there for my leadership presentation and then when I started to pursue the job in administration, you know, he was there to help me to network, and fortunate. I've been very fortunate, and Fulton County's just been phenomenal. I mean, I'm truly giving back to the system that really brought me up.
Amazing. So you don't teach anymore necessarily?
Mm-mm.
You miss it?
I mean, I love being in and out of the classrooms. I mean, I evaluate the teachers, or like today we had a situation where a teacher had to leave, so I split the day with our school counselor, and I went in for half the day, she went in for part of the day. So I'm still in and out of the classrooms as much, and I feel like I can still touch the lives of all of the children in the building, all 950-something of them, instead of just 28 in my fourth-grade classroom. So I love teaching. I love the passion of, I get it, and that for me was my thing. It was more than a paycheck, more than anything, is to see that light go on. If you're doing teaching the kids long division and stand up and do a goofy cheer about divide, multiply, subtract, bring down, and all of a sudden they start remembering it and getting it, it's just, that's the satisfaction. It's more than any paycheck. I mean, you don't go into teaching for the money, that's for sure, but just things get lost, you know, in it. For example, paperwork, bulletin boards, planning, parent phone calls, curriculum, there's just a lot that gets, it's on your plate, and the actual teaching sometimes gets lost in all of that.
Wow, amazing.
So.
And so tell me again, what does your husband do?
He works in the medical systems division of General Electric for GE, and he travels a lot. Like, for example, all the x-ray equipment or cardio equipment that you would see in a hospital, once it's installed, he goes in and trains the doctors, the nurses, the techs, all of the staff and personnel, and how to use that equipment.